started discussing the Kinyane Eved. And Ama Ivria, right? Her extra Yetziah of Simanim. So what I want to do is to show you the three sections in the Chumash that are really essential for our Gemara of Eved Ivri. So one of them is in Parashas Mishpatim. This is understood to be Mechiras Bezdin. Ve'ela Mishpatim Asher Tasin Lifneim Ki Tikne Eved Ivri. The drasha is that he's not actually selling himself. It's not a mocher atzmo because he's indigent, but this is a case of geneva, and he's not able to make restitution of tashlum mechefel. So ki tikne eved ivri sheish shanim yavodu v'ashvius yetzei l'chavshi chinam yibigadhovu yavodu v'kapo yetzein bali shahu v'yatza'a ishto imo imadonav yitan lo isha. So that's the halacha of shivcha knanis. Right? And this is the idea of, you know, ki mishneh schar sachir, that he worked even at the nighttime in terms of producing vlados, that would be for the adon. V'yal delovanim ovanos ha'isha v'iladeh t'yal adoneha v'hu yetzei b'gapo. So one of the things that we pointed out last time is, you know, this whole idea of the Eved Nirtza seems to be based on the special relationship between the adon and the Eved, and maybe that justifies what it was that we were talking about, that once you have that special relationship, that Misa Sa'adon actually releases the Eved Nirtza more than it does the Eved Sheish. Imamor Yomar Ho Eved, Ohafti Es Adoni, Es Ishti Ves Banai, Lo Etei Chavshi, V'gisho Adonav El Elohim, V'gisho Adel Es Olam Mizuzah, V'ratza Adonav Es Asno Bamer Tzeya, V'avado Li'olam. So then we have the idea of Ad HaYovel. Now, let me just go ahead to the third section, which is also Mechiras Bezdin, which is actually in Parshas Re'eh. Okay. And then we'll go back to Behar, which is Ki Amucha Chicha B'mocheres Atzma. So you sort of have to know these things, otherwise the Gemara is going to be, you know, very elusive. All right. So here we are in Dvarim, in Perek Tesvav. Yudbeis. Ki Macher Lecha. Again, it doesn't sound like he's selling himself, but nimkar al yidei acherim. This is mechiras bezdin. Achicha ha'ivri, o ha'ivriya, right? Could be her as well. Va'avodcha sheish shanim u'vashana shviyis tishalchenu chavshi meimach. V'chis tishalchenu chavshi meimach, lo tishalchenu reikam. This is the main chiddush of this section. The din of hanaka, of giving a certain financial compensation. Hanik tanik lo, mitzoncha migornecha mikvecha, asher birachcha, asher melkecha titen lo. V'zacharta ki Eved Hayisa Beretz Yitzrayim Ayiftecha Hashem Elokecha Al Kein Anochi Mitzavcha Et Hadavar Hazeh Hayo. Okay, so very good. So just like Hashem, when He sent you out of Egypt, V'chisich Shalachenu Chavshim Eimach Losa Shalachenu Reikam, right, that's exactly what happened, you know, when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, right, V'shalo Yisha Mishchenta Migaras Mipesach Lechaseb Utchlei Zahav Usmalos. Right, Hashem even promised Moshe very early on in Parsha Shmos, you know, that the same exact language. Again, this is a situation like we had in Mishpatim of Mechiras Bezdim. So we have the process of Ritzia as well. The Avla Maschat Tasekain. It would sound like a woman, an Ama, could choose to do that. It'd be a little strange because we know that she's Yosef B'Simanim. So how long could she really be? The truth is that the Gemara says that's not how we understand the pasuk. The Avla Maschat Tasekain is actually talking about Tanoka and not the din of Ritzia. Lo yikshav einecha b'shalecha cho so chavshi meimach ki mishnes char sachir. Hold on to that. Avodcha sheish shanim uveirachcha shemulkecha bechol asher tase. He worked for you by day and by night. And what we mean by night is also the idea of shivcha knanis, of producing vlados for you. So mishpatim and re'ei are mechiras bezdin. Now we have behar. Okay. So this is vayikra chafhei lamites. V'chiyamucha chicha imach v'nimkar lach. So this is mocher atzmo. He's indigent, can no longer take care of his family. And we know the halacha is, when anytime there's an Eved Ivri, So there's a chiyuv on the adon to take care of the exiled family. Lo savod bo avodas avet. Don't treat him the way the Egyptians treated us. Kisachir, right? There's the language of sachir. Just like we had Mishnes Char Sachir by Mechir Azbezdin. Here we have Kisachir Kitoshav Yeimach. Ad Shnas Hayovel Yavod Imach. V'yatzam Eimach. Hu Vanav Imo. V'shav Mishpachto V'lachuzas Havosav Yashuv. Ki Avadayim. Right? You can't hold on to them forever. They're my Avadim. Asher Otzeis Yosam Eretz Yisrayim. Lo Yimachru Mimkeres Aved. They can't be sold. It's Sister Daraisa to sell them on the Eved block. Lo sir debo befarach, right? That's what the Egyptians did to us. Vayavidu mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael befarach. So again, all the halachos of Eved Ivri, whether it's Hanaka or, you know, Avodas Aved or Avodas Parach, etc., all of it is really just derived from don't treat an Eved Ivri the way the Egyptians treated us. V'yareisa melokecha. V'yavodicha v'amascha asher yulach. Now this is the Eved Kanani. Me'isa goyim asher siva zichem. Mehem tiknu ebed b'yama, v'gam b'nei ha-toshvim agarim b'duchem, mehem tiknu v'yishvachtam asher mechem, asher lidu b'arzichem, ayu lachem lachuza, v'yisnachaltim osam. Unlike the Eved Ivri, who always has to go free, right, like we did from Egypt, right, these avadim are like karka, they're, you know, intergenerational. Livnechem acharechem l'rashas achuza, li'olam b'hem tavodu, u'v'achichem b'nei Yisrael ish b'achiv, lo sirdebo b'farim. Okay. Very good. So we have this reiteration of the distinction between Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani. So three parashios in the Torah, two that have to do with Bezdin, Mechiras Bezdin, a ganef, a criminal, who is not able to make restitution, and the middle parasha, the parasha in Behar, b'mocheres atzmo, b'chiyamu chachicha, an indigent Jew. Okay. So with that, let's go back to the Mishnah, and we'll be back in business. Okay. So, the Mishnah said, Yadalad Medbez, Eved Ivri nikna b'kesef, u'vishtar, v'kona atzmo b'shanim u'yovel b'giron kesef, yisera lavama ivria, shekones atzma b'simanim, v'hanirza nikna b'ritzia, v'kones atzmo b'yovel, u'vimisa sa'adon, right? The Eved Sheish doesn't go free, b'misa sa'adon, but the Eved Nirtza, because it's predicated, I think you said last time, right, on the Hafti Asadoni, right? So that's, you know, what releases him as well. Okay. So the Gemara says, Eved Ivri nikna b'chasef minolan. How do we know that an Eved Ivri can be acquired through kesefs? So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, mi'chasef miknaso. Milamech nikna b'chasef. Okay. So, truth of the matter is that this isn't, you know, like such an obvious point, right? The pasuk which says im od rabos bashanim lefihen yashiv geulaso mikesef miknaso, it's not actually talking about, you know, you would think what our situation is, a Jew who purchases an eved ivri, but as Rashi says, mi eved ivri hanimkar lo bekochavim akasav v'daber v'chi tasig yad ger v'soshav imach. So we're having, you know, this drasha from a Jew who gets purchased and therefore must be redeemed by a non-Jew. We're trying to extrapolate from that to a Jew who purchases another Jew. So melamech nechne bekesef. So iskachin eved ivri nimkar lo bekochavim hoel v'chol kinyano bekesef, but nimkar li Yisrael minalan. Gemara says that's not the best raya, because the ovi kochavim always has to purchase things bekesef. So here there's a machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What exactly do you mean when we say that all of the kinyanim over the Obey Kochavim b'chasef? Rashi says, it's based on the pasuk of v'chisimku mimkar l'amisacha o kano miyad amisacha, right? That's how we know that there's a kinyan metaltalin b'meshicha for Yisrael, but you don't have that for an Obey Kochavim because it's only miyad amisacha. Tosos disagrees, and Tosos says, that even for an Ovid Kochavim, money should work. Okay? From the Gemara Bechoros, Miyad HaMisecha, Bekesev, Ovid Kochavim, Meshicha. Time like Rabbi Yochanan, Legabi Reish Lakish. We always pass like Rabbi Yochanan. But the Masech of Rezar, Amina, Duchliyama, Meshicha, Ovid Kochavim, Kona. Right? That it should work. for an obed kochavim. So he's not limited to kasef. That's a sheet of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. So lechach nira al Rabbeinu Tam dochi peru shahol v'chol kinyan obed kochavim be'ebed ivri be'kasef. Dechseve mikasef ignaso lafuke shen okone b'shtar. Yisrael gufei lokani ebed ivri b'shtar al mishum de'iskesh la'ama ve'ama li'acheres d'ashinan ma'acheres mikne b'shtar other ishus. Is established through star, regular isha, so abzo from avadivia. Over ovid kochavim lo shaychay time asherino b'toras getting b'kiddushin. The only other rabbeinu tam the filu b'karkos ovid kochavim eno kona b'shtar. So it's not just, you know, an eved ivri that isn't purchased with a star, but even karkos ain kinyan star the ovid kochavim. That was a famous sheet of rabbeinu tam. All right. In any event, point is, our gemara is saying if you want to establish that an eved ivri is purchased with kesef, don't prove it. From the kinyan of an Obed Kochavim. An Obed Kochavim, whether you hold like Rashi, who always has to use Kesef, or you hold, you know, for Metaltlin, or you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's, you know, specifically a Hafka of Shtar, the Obed Kochavim has a different set of rules for kinyan. So we're more interested in this case of, you know, Eved Ivri being Nimkar the Yisrael. Nimkar the Yisrael, now the number Krav, Vehefta. That you should redeem her. This is the Am Ivri. Amilamed Shimigaras Pidyona Vyotza. So Gemara says, you're right, Ashkachin Am Ivri, Ho'ol Miknisha Bekasef, Mikni Bekasef. But that's its own case, right? Because as we know, there's this dual nature to the Kesef by the Am Ivri that could also serve as the Kesef Kiddushin. But what does that have to tell me about the Eved Ivri, where Kiddushin isn't on the table? So the Gemara says, Eved Ivri Minol and Amarkra. Kiim acher lecha. These are the psukim in Re'eh. Achicha ivri, oha ivri, avavadcha sheshanim. Makish ivri leivriya. So if we have the idea of kinyan kesef by the Am Ivriya, we can extend it to the Eved. So shkachin mecharu bezdin. That's only the parasha in Re'eh, where bezdin sold him because he stole, he committed a crime, and he can't repay. Ho'ol benimkar bal kochel. Since he sold against his will, so we could even use whatever means, including kesef. But mocher atzmo, the situation in Behar Minalan, so yalif sachir sachir. This is what we pointed out. Ki mishneh sachar sachir avotcha sheishanim, right? And ki sachir kitoshav yeimach. So hani chlamandi yalif sachir sachir lamandi lo yalif sachir sachir. Even the gzeres shava ma'ikul meimar. So Amar Kra, the pasuk says v'chi tasig. So that is mosaf al inyan rishon v'ilamid elyon mitachton, that we extend from the Eved Ivri Hanimkar the Obed Kochavim to the Eved Ivri Hanimkar the Yisrael. So now the Gemara wants to know, Man Tana Delo Yalif Sacher Sacher. So Hai Tana Hu Detanya Mocher Atzmo Nimkar L'Sheish Riyasar L'Sheish. You can make a Tanai if you're indigent and you're selling yourself. You can say, I want it to be for 10 years, for 20 years, whatever it is. Mecharu Bezdin Eino Nimkar L'Sheish. The parshios in Mishpatim in Re'eh, as opposed to Bahar, that's only for 6 years. Mocher atzmo in Nirtza. Mecharu bezdin in Nirtza, right? That's the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. Mocher atzmo in Manikinlo. Mecharu bezdin in Manikinlo, as is detailed right Gavi in Parshas Re'eh. Hamocher atzmo in Rabber Moser lo Shivcha Knanis. Mecharu bezdin in Mishpatim in Re'eh, we talk about the Shivcha Knanis. Rabber Moser lo Shivcha Knanis. So all of these differences, he doesn't seem to hold. Right, Sacher Sacher. He seems to think that Mocher Atzmo and Nimkar Bezdin are different worlds. Rav Lazar Omer, Zevezein and Nimkar Loshesh, Zevezein Yirtza 2, Zeze Manikin Lo 3, Zevezein Rabba Moshe Loshiv Chaknan is 4. So my Laba Hakamif, Gidanakam Lo Yalev Sacher Sacher, Rav Lazar Yalev Sacher Sacher. Must be that Rav Lazar holds the Gzera Shava. The Gzera Shava, which again tells me that Mecharu Bezdin and Mocher Atzmo are fundamentally the same, and the Tanakhama doesn't hold. So Amar Rav Tivyuma Mishmei Derabaya Chulei Alma Yalev Sacher Sacher V'Hacha B'Hai Kraka Miflagi. Really, everybody agrees that there's a fundamental comparison between Mocher Atzmo and Mecharu Bezdin. But in all four of these cases, whether it's the din of Nirtza, whether it's the din of Sheishanim, whether it's the din of Hanoka, whether it's the din of Ritzia, all of these cases, you know, there are special miutim. So Amar Rav Tivyuma Mishmei Derabaya Chulei Alma Yalev Sacher Sacher V'Hacha B'Hai Kraka Miflagi. My time is not a kamadam and mochratz when nimkar l'sheish v'yaser al sheish, that he can stipulate more than 6 years. Miad rachmana gabi mecharu bezin, as you read in Parashas Bahar, va'avodcha sheish shanim. Excuse me, mishpatim. Excuse me. Right, it says specifically there, va'avodcha sheish shanim v'shalash v'yis yitzel chavshimach. Zeb lo mocher atzmo, but a person who is indigent, as detailed in Parashas Bahar, v'chi amucha chicha v'nim karloch, so he can stipulate, right, that he wants to be for more than 6 years, that it could be for 10 years or for 20 years. V'idach v'avodcha sheishanim l'cha v'lo liyoresh. Now the yoresh here does not mean the son, because the son is b'makom avim, brakra davua, both Rashi and Tosfos pointed out. But let's say there were no sons, there was only a daughter or a brother, right? The death of the Adon would in fact be a release in those cases. V'idach v'avodcha acharina ksev. We darshan that from a second use of the term avodcha. V'idach chal artzas Adon hu da'asa. So that comes to tell you that the Adon gets to do the din of Hartzah, ahavti es Adoni, and nobody else. Okay, so that accounts for the first distinction, that even if you hold of sachir sachir, that there's a fundamental connection between Machar Atzma and Mecharu Bezdin, you can still say that only Machar Atzma, only that somebody that sells themselves, can make its nai for more than 6 years. Mecharu Bezdin, right, Gabi, it makes a lot of sense. If he's being sold against his will, right, the Bezdin can't sell him for more than 6 years. They can't make its nai. That's worse than the stipulation of the Torah. Okay, so my time in the Tanakhama, de Amar Machar Atzma, Eino Nirtza. So why, in the case of the Tanakama, does he say that a Mocher Atzmo cannot choose to remain till the Yovel? Now, admittedly, the Mocher Atzmo can make its night to stay for longer. But, you know, he's not Nirtza. That appears to be strictly a Din Mecharu Bezdin. Midimid Rachman Agabi Mecharu Bezdin. V'ratza Adon Aves Adnobam Ritzaya. Ozno Shalo V'lo Ozno Shal Mocher Atzmo. Those are the Pesachim in Mishpatim, which deal with the case of a person who stole and Bezdin is selling them. Vida chaylik zera shavu da'asa d'tani Reb Lezer Omer minayin l'ritziya shiba ozen yamanis. How do we know that we're actually using the right ear? Namar kan ozen v'namar lahalan ozen al tnuch ozno ha'yamanis al tnuch ha'raglo ha'yamanis ma lahalan yamin af kan yamin. It's really interesting that we learn from the case of Mitzora and the Taras ha'Mitzora, right, which is like sort of a process of rebirth, because Mitzora is nechshav kemes to the process of Hartzah. It's very interesting. There's something to be said about that. So v'idachim kein le'mekra ozen. My ozno. So ozno means ozen shalo, as opposed to the ozen of the mocher atzma. V'idach ha'omi ba'ale ozno v'lo ozna. That you don't have the process of ritzia by an ama ivriya. V'idach naftgola mimamor yomar ho'eved. Ha'eved v'lo ama. The whole hechitimtzi of ritzia, of piercing of the ear and staying to the yovel, was only said by the eved, not by the amma. V'idach mibayla ad shiyomar kishahu eved. He can't decide after he's no longer an eved to come back, right? Rashi says, k'shu eved v'im yamor yomar ha'eved nafka shim lo amar ahavti es adoni lo etzei chavshi ad shiyichlu sheishana v'eno nirtza. If the clock expired on the 6 years, he can't say, you know what, I want to go back and become an eved nirtza. I tried out this whole parole thing. It wasn't for me. Okay. So that's the second distinction. What about the third distinction of ha'anek tanik? So we already expressed the idea of making a tanai to work for 6 years only by the mocher atzmo. The process of becoming an eved nirtza only for mecharu bezdin. So my time to kind of comment on mocher atzmo ain manikin. Though if a person is indigent, he doesn't get the hanaka. But the criminal who's sold by Bezdin gets that naka. Mi'ed Rachman Agav Mecharu Bezdin in Parashas Rei, Ha'anik, Ta'anik, Lo, Mitzoncha, Migarnacha, Mikvecha, Lo, V'lo L'mocher Atzmo, V'idachol, Mibayle, Lo, V'lo L'yorshav. That if he dies, the Eved in Mecharu Bezdin, his kids don't get the Ha'anik, Ta'anik. Yorshav Amai Lo, Socher Kari Rechman Ma, Socher Pulas L'yorshav. Right, if you have Schar Schachir, if you have employee benefits, those should go to the children. So if I pulaso liyorshav, so here too, right, the hanik tanik, especially if it's pulaso, right, it's like paying him for what he did for you, which you didn't have to understand it that way, but if you want to compare it to, you know, compensation for an employment, the yorshav to take it. Elalo vilola balchobo. So we have to sort of repivot and say hanik tanik lo, as opposed to balchobo, that if he you know, has outstanding debts, you don't give it to his creditors. Let's say, Gavi, you owe me money, but I really owe, you know, somebody else money. So you could skip over me and just give it to my Baal Chov. You don't get to do that in the process of Hanaka, because it's much more personal. It has to do with the work that he did for this person in particular. All right. We generally hold the Rav Nasan, but not here. Tamad Omar, V'nasan l'asher Hashem lo, asa lo, l'afuke. V'idach v'almanami lo svir lan ki Rav Nasan. We don't hold the Rav Nasan in general, so you would never have this Havimina. Okay, so that is the third halacha. Okay, so my time, the Tanakama, damer mocher atzmo, in Rabbo Moser lo shivcha k'nainis, right, that it's only the case of Mecharu Basin, as we see in Parshas Mishpatim in Re'ei. So mi'ed Rachman agabi Mecharu Basin. No, it applies both to Machar Atzmo and Mecharu Bezdin. In the case of Mecharu Bezdin, that's when you can force it on him. In the case of Mochar Atzmo, you can't force it on him. The other Shita, Ki Mishnes Char Sachir Avot Chasheshanim. This is in Re'ei. That's by, again, Mecharu Bezdin, the criminal Nafka. The Tanya, Ki Mishnes Char Sachir Avot Chasheshanim. Right, he worked for you double what a sacher, a regular employee is. Sacher in Ovid ala bayom. Eved Ivri Ovid ben bayom ben balayla. Chital al daska sha'avad Eved Ivri Ovid ben bayom ben balayla. That's cruel and unusual, but he works 24 hours a day. Velo kvar nemar ki tov lo imach. Imach amachal, imach amishta. Right, and we know that kol akona eved latzo ki kona adon latzmo. So what's going on? Amar Yitzchak, mikan shirabo moser lo. Shivcha Knainis, right? That the work at night that he does is to produce offspring who will be owned by the Adon. V'idach, yimei hasam habamina hani mile midaite, avobal korchei malal, kamash malan. Right, as we said before, that mecharu bezdin can even be done by al korcho. So, eleman tana delo yalev sacher sacher. So, we said all these cases, all four, whether it's tanik tanik, or shivcha Knainis, or the stipulation that it's more than 6 years, with the process of Ritzia, all of these can be explained, even if you hold fundamentally of the Gzeirah Shavah of Sachir, Sachir. So you have to look elsewhere. Elman Tana de lo Yalev Sachir, Sachir Aitanu de Tanya, Mishav el Mishpachto, Vel Achuzas, Avosav, Yashuv. This is in Bihar, and as we said, it's specifically in the case of Hamocher Esatzo, or Blazer ben Yaakov, Ma'akasim Adaber, Ibn Mocher Atzmo, Ekvar Amor, Ibn Yirtzar, Ekvar Amor, So despite the fact that this pasuk appears in the context of the Mochar Atzmo in Bahar, we're darshaning in it for Mecharu Bezdin, right? But 2 or 3 years before the Yovel, Shai Yovel Motzio, that the Yovel trumps the principle of 6 years. If Reb Lazar ben Yaakov really had the drasha of Sachir Sachir, the Gzeirah Shavah, V'isal Kadaitech Yalev Sachir Sachir, Lamali. Nelef Sacher Sacher. If you really have Gzeirah Shavah, just apply it from one to the other. Why do I need this special pasuk? So Rav Nachman Yitzchak Li'olam Yalev Sacher Sacher. Really does Rav Nachman ben Hakel have this drasha? V'itzrech Sacher Daita Chamina Mocher Atzmo Hu Delo Avad Isura. In the case of Mocher Atzmo, he's just indigent, so he's looking for some financial stability. So therefore, the arrival of the Yovel year is going to release him. Of a Mecharu Bezdin, who didn't work for 6 years, and he stole the Avad Isura, Emaniknes say that the Yovel isn't going to release him if he didn't work for 6 years. Kamash Malan, that the Yovel, Vincent Amnia, it conquers all. Samar Mar, Ibn Nirtza, Harekva Amar Mahi. What do you mean that Nirtza, we already know that Yovel releases him? The Tanya Vishavtim Ishalach Huzasov Ishmish Bishtachtot Hashubu. But may a kasev medaber even mocher atzmo or kvar amar even mecharu bezdin or kvar amar and a kasev medaber lo benir se shtayim v'shalosh shanim lifnei hayovel sheyovel motzio. So my mashu, what do we mean that it's amor? So amar rabba bar shalom erkra ish ezu davar shenoeg beish ve'eno noeg beish. When the pasuk says ish alachuz asel have yomer zoritzia, that's what we're talking about. It's a case of the eved nirtza. The eved nirtza is always released by the yovel, even if he didn't ante up for another 6 years. V'itzrich lemecht of Mecharu Bezdin, v'itzrich lemecht of Nirtza. Why? Diash mein Mecharu Bezdin, that the Yovel releases him. Mishum delo matiz mane. Aval nirza dematizmane emaniknase. You might have said, okay, mitcharu bezdin is fundamentally different than the case of nirza. The case of nirza, demati zmane, right? You know, he was always signing up for the ovel, right? Once he got his ears pierced, emaniknase. So maybe we'll say, you know, if this didn't add up to another 6 full years, maybe we're going to make him stay. V'ish mina nirza. And if only all we knew is that the Yovel releases the Nirsa, Mishum to Avadle Sheish. That's because he at least worked 6 years on the front end. Avo Micharu Bezdin, who didn't even work for 6 years yet. Right? And then the Yovel comes and interrupts, Lo Avadle Sheish, Emalo. Maybe the Yovel really isn't going to release him. So Tzricha. So I need to know in all cases that the Yovel is again able to trump everything else, and that the Yovel releases somebody who hasn't worked for 6 years, or the Yovel releases somebody who has worked for 6 years but signed up through the process of becoming an Eved Nirtza for what we thought is much more time and ends up being a much shorter time. Alright. The Yovel is not going to help you. So they don't have to stay past another 6 years. In other words, the maximum that the process of becoming a nirtza can do is sign you up for another 6 years. So when it says le'olam, so matzchilas sheish avsov sheish kamash malam le'olam le'olam moshal yovel. Le'man tana de lo yalev sacher sacher. So if it's not Reb Lazar ben Yaakov, then who is it? Rabbi he titanya, as the pasuk says, v'im lo yigael be'ela. Okay, so now we're back, and again we're shifting the goalposts, admittedly a little bit here. We're back to the situation of an Eved Yisrael that is Nimkar to an Obed Kochavim. So the halacha is we have to get him and redeem him. So the first people to redeem him, HaKarov Karov Kodem, Dodo, or Ben Dodo Yigalenu, he has to be redeemed by these people. So the Pasuk says, V'im lo yigael be'ela, V'yatsoa b'shnas ho'yovel, hu uvanav imo. So Rabbi Omer, be'ela hu nigal, v'ei nigal b'sheish. Right, only through his krovim coming to get him and redeeming him out, as opposed to 6 years. Somebody who can't just be redeemed out by his relatives is nigal b'sheish. The case of the Eved Ivri Hanimkar Yisrael. Zeh shenigal be'ela, the Eved Ivri who's nimkar lo b'kochavim, who's redeemed by his relatives right away. Eno din shenigal b'sheish, shetamin omar be'ela, be'elu nigal, ve'eno nigal b'sheish. Right? 6 years doesn't do the trick. It's only and exclusively through the intervention of his relatives and or the Yovel. V'yisal kadaitech yalif sachir sachir, says the Gemara. And if you'll say, we'll have a drash of sachir sachir, amaykamer. Right? So why in the world would we say, umami shenu nigal be'ela? Why do you need the kavachomer? Just nalev sachir sachir. Just darshan it out straight from the gzera shava. That just like by an Eved Ivri and Nimkar Yisrael, right, that it's, you know, say b'sheish. Right, so too the Eved Ivri HaNimkar LeKochavim should be Yotze B'Sheish. So what's interesting here, as Rashi points out, is that B'Nimkar LeKochavim Namiksiv Kisachir Shana B'Shana Yaimo. Okay, so anyway, this is a much less obvious application of the Gemara, because before we were only talking about two cases. Both of them were Eved Ivri HaNimkar LeYisrael. The question is just, you know, Mocher Atzmo, an indigent person who fell on hard times, or Micharu Besin. Here, the Sachir Sachir that we're talking about is a much bigger chip. Not Eved Ivri HaNimkar LeYisrael, but Eved Ivri HaNimkar LeOved Kochavim. So what I wanted to point out is that Oved Kochavim HaNimkar LeOved Eved Ivri HaNimkar LeOved Kochavim is a fundamentally different dynamic, because there, the reason that we send the relatives after him to come and redeem him is specifically because we're very concerned about the spirituality of this person. We know that this person, you know, can really be, you know, victimized in a, you know, he's in the home of an Oved Kochavim. We see it as like a maximum risk kind of a situation. In this maximum risk kind of a situation, we have to be extremely careful about allowing this person to stay there. And that might be part of the reason that we don't say that he's automatically released after 6 years. Because family members might say, oh, you know, we'll just let him hang out here. What's the big deal? 6 years. Oh, 6 years is a very long time. A person can really become, you know, very, you know, impacted by that in a negative way. So we send the Krovim after him. So in any event, this version of Sachir Sachir, to cross over from Eved Ivri HaNimkar LiYisrael, where again, we might say, yeah, it would be good for the person to get out. You know, Geira own Kesef, as we said, trying to reduce the amount of money, right, paying it off. That might be, you know, the ideal thing. We don't like people to have to be Avadim. But the pressure, the stakes are much lower. We're not as concerned at all about this person, you know, becoming an Oved Kochavim. Whereas an Eved Ivri HaNimkar LiOved Kochavim, that is, you know, a very precarious situation. So again, there are what appear to be, it's a machokes hatanai, but according to the Chachamim, four distinctions. A mocher atzmo, an indigent Jew, can say, I want to work for more than 6 years. He can make it tanai. As opposed to micharu bezdin. On the other hand, micharu bezdin has unique halachos. Micharu bezdin, as we said, that's a situation where there can be an eved nirza. That's a situation where rabo moser lo shef chaknanis, and that's a situation of ha'anek ta'anek lo. So the only one of the four cases where it's something that the mocher atzmo can do, as opposed to the micharu bezdin, is in the case of a mocher atzmo has a right to make a tanai, I would like to stay for longer. Which then, Gabi, makes us realize that the three other dinim are largely related. Right? Why is there this process of nirtzah? Hafti esaduni es ishti ves banai. Right? What it has to do with is the idea that Rabbi Moser lo shivcha knanis, and he likes the lifestyle that he has. And what that leads to in the end is a kind of danger, right? That it, when the yovel comes, or whatever it is that's going to release him in the end, this micharu bezdin, we're very concerned that he can become entrapped in that lifestyle. So we try very hard when we send him away, ha'anik tanik lo mitzoncha migarnecha mikvecha, to give him the basic building blocks for sort of a life going forward into the future. Right. So just to do chazara on a very critical point, the Gemara initially said, we didn't really think that you could extrapolate from an Eved Ivri HaNimkar LiOved Kochavim to an Eved Ivri HaNimkar LiYisrael. Because in Oved Kochavim, we said, Kol Kinyano BeKesef, which Rashi took to mean that by Metaltzlin, all he could do is Kesef. Tosa says, what do you mean? That would be paskening like Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that he really does have a kinin Mashiach, not just, you know, Okano Miyana Misecha. So Tosa says that what it means is that there's Havka of Oved Kochavim from a kinin Shtar. Right, that he can't purchase an Eved Ivri with the shtar, he can't even purchase karkos with the shtar. The shtar is somehow like a uniquely Jewish institution. We, you know, value that. Now, of course, there was shtar merkach and memkar, you know, by Ovdei Kochavim, and we know that as a fact. I think Man Rosh Hashanah talks about that, Malchei Umos Ha'olam, you know, etc. But a very fascinating idea that there's a special connection between shtar and Yisrael in halacha. Okay, so just again, very clear, and remember, Mishpatim and Re'eh, the bookends, are the situations of Micharu Bezdin. The middle case of Behar is Machar Esasmo V'chiyam Luchachicha Imach V'nimkar